The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
People like this are a menace to decent society.
My boy, we're pilgrims in an unholy land.
Let's do it.
Good morning, and welcome to another edition of Travel World with Willem Backus, Stephen Bickford, and the hands of Chad behind the console. Well, today we got a fun day for you.
Yeah.
We got talking a bit about travel troubles and
lots of troubles at this time of the year. I'm Stephen Pickford. Good morning. People are heading off. Started with the end of November with the U.S. Thanksgiving weekend, right through December with Christmas and New Year's travel, and the time of the year when I do not miss having to take an airplane. The only time I... You know, even going to Toronto, every year I end up with problems visiting my aunt. They always cancel the flight to Toronto Island. The best part of going to Toronto Island is the limousine ride from Pearson. But
actually, the best part of going to Toronto for me is coming home.
that too. But, you know, if you can avoid going through the airports at Christmas time, I guess that's, you know, best to stay home with friends and family. On the line with us today to begin the program is Harry Knitter, and he's written a book called Holding Pattern, Airport Waiting Made Easy. Good morning, Harry.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Very good, very good. So what brought you to prepare this book? I guess you've done a lot of waiting in your lifetime in airports.
Well, I sure have. I traveled for my company all around the world, and I spent a lot of time in airports vegetating at the gate, and I felt that there were lots of other things I could do with my time, and I provided in my book a number of suggestions of ways that... That, as I say, the book helps you pass the time when your plane doesn't fly, and we have provided a number of different activities that can help to ease the agony, so to speak.
Now, what would you suggest if somebody has a long layover? You know, they think they're going to have a 1 hour connection, flight's canceled, now it's stretched 4, 5, 6, 7 hours. What would you suggest some of those things to do to pass the
time?
Well,
the first thing that that you should do is plan on waiting, because it happens to all of us, and it happens on almost every trip. The average waiting time now in an airport is about an hour and 15 minutes, and so you, if you plan ahead and you bring some materials along, you can make that time enjoyable. For example, you could take your Sony Walkman, and that's a good way to enjoy some music. Or one of the things I used to do is record my favorite radio programs, local radio programs.
Like Travel World.
They come along. A Travel World would be a good program to record. Take some writing materials along. Take some postcards and write to people that you haven't had time to communicate with recently. You might take phone lists along of people in the area where you're going to be passing through the airport. And you might find some old high school friends or college friends to communicate with. I have a little story about a friend of my wife's who had been in Cincinnati, and he had a little extra time and called a lady that he had known there some time before. They got together for lunch, and they wound up actually getting married at one point.
They waited that long for their airplane. They had time for a courtship and an engagement.
Well, Cincinnati, yes, that is calm air top, isn't it?
But there are lots of interesting things that you can find in airports. For example, in Atlanta, there's about $8.5 million worth of artwork that had been put into the airport at the time the Olympics were taking place. There are lots of things in Chicago at O'Hare. There's a broadcast museum that that is very interesting, and it also has some excellent children's attractions, one of which is a wonderful light show between the two United terminals at O'Hare. So if you look for something to do, you will find it, and I recommend that that you get up and about and get some exercise, and then return to the gate in time for your flight.
Right. Don't stray too far, because if they if it's been delayed and they all of a sudden find the part and they decide, well, let's now
find
leave. Find the part. Well, that was the
airlines you fly.
Yes. Well, we were flying to Hawaii. They said, well, we're going to leave in 45 minutes.
That was your airplane.
Left in 30 minutes. So at least we left earlier than your delay. But
well, one of the things I'm sure you've experienced is being at the gate and hearing the announcement that. That your flight has been canceled or been delayed, and all of a sudden, 300 people descend on the counter to find out what the alternatives are. I recommend in my book that you call your travel agent, and they have access to the same information about alternative flights as the counter agents do, and you can do it very calmly and very orderly, and your travel agent will have access to other airline departures so that you might want to book on another airline to continue your trip.
And right, to be protected.
And he'd probably tell you, well, go to the counter, they got the same information as me, and buzz off.
Sometimes you wish you could tell the people that. But of course, even if you're after hours and you can't reach the person or based on the time zone difference, the airline's central reservations offices, these are in other cities. Their people are not being burdened by the delay. If your delay's in Chicago for American, their reservation center is in Hartford, Connecticut. So you call their 800 number, and you're getting somebody who is unaffected by the delay and can also look after you.
That's correct. I also recommend some offbeat things to do. For example, if you happen to be in the airport late at night and you don't have access to any of the concessions, it's a good idea to not try to fulfill your needs for a meal through the machines, the vending machines. A better idea is to call your local pizza delivery service, and they will deliver a pizza hot and ready to go right to your gate.
Right. Walking through the airport security, what are you carrying there? What's hidden in the pizza?
I can just see this guy trying to get back to airport security at Torval. Where are you headed today? Gate 12.
Telling the guy at security to hold him up a bit so that he cannot respect your 30-minute or his free guarantee.
He's got to run the pizza, you know, through that little thing where they put...
I've tried it many times, and it works.
It does work.
Another little offbeat suggestion is that if you would like to create your own treadmill, you happen to be in when there's not too much traffic, you can walk in a reverse direction on a moving sidewalk, and you have your own personal treadmill.
Well, that's a pretty good
exercise, especially, you know, if it's late at night, there's not too many other people. Maybe the advice is not to try to do it when there's a whole group of people behind you. You will not make yourself very popular.
Coming in the opposite direction.
coming through. Listen, we'd like to keep you on hold past the next break. Stephen has got something to say about Air Montreal.
Air Montreal, if you're heading towards business centers throughout the province of Quebec, be they Quebec City, Bagotville, Dalbeau, Gatineau, Val-d'Or, Rouen, Montjoly, wherever, Air Montreal is consistently 50% less than other carriers on the route. It's just-in-time travel. Call today, fly tomorrow, no need to reserve 14 days in advance or stay a Saturday night. You save with Air Montreal as well because parking is free at their Ryan Avenue terminal in Dorval. No airport improvement fee to pay. Just give them a call at Air Montreal, 631-2111, or reserve on the internet, www.airmontreal.com.
You think if somebody from Pizza Zanini showed up with chicken wings at the thing, the guy said, no, 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 I said repair the airplane wings.
Travel
right.
Break.
Travel World will continue.
Another holiday.
I think you're dead.
CIQC, Montreal.
Leslie Robinson at Mega Rubino Shoes in the Galerie des Sources Shopping Center. That's at the corner of the Tecan and Sources. I'm here till 2 o'clock. They're open till 5 o'clock tonight. By the way, starting on Monday, they will be open from 10 a.m. till 9 p.m. straight through the week. That's Monday through Friday. So if you have to get your Christmas shopping in, this is the place to do it. If you're looking for boots, let's run down the list of some great buys for you. Collage boots that usually sell for $125 down to $79.99. How about the Husky boots? These come up to the ankle. They are nice and warm. $54.99. Up to 50% off everything in the store. Galerie des Sources Shopping Center. This is Mega Rubino Shoes.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langill Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langills with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langill's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langill's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
Flash Electric Neon. Christmas seems like there's a dinner party every night, and it's always last minute. That's why I come here. It's right next door. If I'm having guests over, I just pop by the IGA, La Vieille Europe, or the other boutiques, get everything I need, and I'm home cooking in a flash. Flash Electric Neon. And if I'm the dinner guest, I can get a little gift at Stokes, or buy some flowers, or let me...
Flash Electric Neon. Christmas shopping in the city.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Chips, batteries, shampoo.
Honey, where's the list for Jean Coutu?
On the table.
No, the Christmas list.
That is the Christmas list. We need all that too, you know. And Jean Coutu has that great Noël de Bonheur Christmas CD for only $14.99. On cassette, it's $11.99. And 275 sheet rolls of Royale paper towels are 79 cents.
Well, that's terrific, but where's the inspiration, the joy to the world?
The more we save on the everyday stuff, the more we can spend on gifts.
I like your thinking.
Just direct your feet, ho, 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 to the Jean Coutu side of the street.
Hi, this is Dick Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
Hello, and welcome to the Burger Barn.
No, I still understand you. Let's try it again.
Okay. Hello, welcome to the Burger Barn.
Much better.
This now, man is learning how to become a professional intercom announcer. Yes, there are hundreds of immediate openings for annoying and inarticulate people just like you. And after just 6 short weeks at the School of Intercom Announcing, you too will be ready to frustrate thousands. We'll teach you how to blow into a microphone, how to obscure key words in important announcements.
This is the final boarding call for singing, miles four,
with your PA degree from SIA, you'll be on your way to low-paying jobs in discount stores, malls, airports, even restaurants. The School of Intercom Announcing. Just dial 1-800-246-6 today.
Talk Radio 600, CIQC.
Welcome.
Nothing but a good time. That's what happens when Stephen and I, we go traveling someplace.
Yeah, it's always fun to be traveling with somebody. But of course, if you get those delays, we're talking to Harry Knitter, author of Holding Pattern, Airport Waiting Made Easy.
Harry, I got to introduce you to our friend Lisa Witt from the New England Tourism, because when you guys get married, your kids can be called Knitter Witt. I just thought of that.
Where do you get these ideas? I mean,
these
it's just
kids are going to be razzed.
Yeah, go to school.
So you wrote this book about what to do when you're delayed at the airports or on an airplane or what have you.
Yes, much of the book was written while I was delayed in an airport.
Well, putting that time to good use.
Yes. Nothing mentioned about a roll of paper towel, but we're talking about...
Well, there is an airport, you mentioned it here, that has a massage bar in the airport.
Yes, that's one of the
massage bar?
There are places in some of the American airports where they have the great American back rub, and you can get a little semi-massage for about $8 or $9.
$8 or $9
20 minutes long, and it'll loosen up your muscles for the flight ahead or as you return.
15 minutes or it's free. Maybe that's where Chad did his early massage work, you know? In his years, you know that Chad, of course, won the award as the best masseur in Montreal. It was in the Montreal Mirror not too long ago. So tell a bit more about this great American massage.
Well, that's one of the attractions you'll find. But what they try to point out is that each airport has its own character, and there are some airports that are much better to be stuck in than others. For example, Las Vegas is a terrific airport to spend time in because they have plenty of entertainment, gambling machines, and one of the best things about Las Vegas is people watching. You see some of the most interesting characters, and I have a chapter in the book describing some of the typical strange folks that you'll find wandering up and down the aisles of the airport.
Yes, you'll see certainly characters. Las Vegas is just one of those cities that seems to attract them. And you see happy people arriving, and you see disappointed people who thought they were going to win their fortunes leaving, although you can always try your luck, as you say. They have slot machines at every corner in Las Vegas and Reno airports. You know, if you have a few quarters left in your pockets, you can certainly empty them out fast before getting on the plane.
Exactly, and some of the airports like Montreal and Toronto have a lot of international passengers, and so you do find some very interesting people, and it's also interesting to check their bag tags or just kind of look at where they are coming from or going to. For example, if you happen to see the fellow who is heading for Bombay, India, he has a bag tag that is BOM, and you don't want to spend a lot of time close to him.
Right. To Montreal?
Right. You know, something to say to security, what are you carrying in that bag, you
no,
know?
No, it's not a word you said in the airport.
No, so certain words you just don't use near security. But that's also a game you can play. You mentioned that, you know, you're traveling with children, and that can always be a hardship going at peak travel times, and you're waiting, and you want to get from point A to point B as quickly as possible, and you're traveling with children.
Well, and it's always surprising to me that a number of parents aren't prepared for that that time, and it's a very difficult time for everybody in the plane or in the waiting area when the children are a little bit out of sorts. So what I recommend is that parents put together a backpack or a little, their little bags on wheels now that are available for kids, and you can put a bunch of games and toys that they haven't ever seen before in the bag, and they'll entertain themselves or be entertained during the time that they're waiting. O'Hare Field, once again in Chicago, O'Hare International Airport, has a wonderful children's area with a mock airport, and the kids can climb around in a wooden plane, and they can pretend they're pilots and do all kinds of things that will occupy their time. But there aren't too many airports that are well prepared to handle the kids, and so it's up to the parents to be well prepared.
I wonder if O'Hare has a DC-10 that catches fire. Harry, they have, you were telling us a bit more about cell phone brigades, where to hide from them. Tell us a bit more about these cell phone brigades.
Well, you know, you used to be able to find a lot of quiet corners in airports because people who sell or are involved in business and use the phones a lot would go to the phone banks and spend their time communicating with their home office or whatever. Now you find that the phone users follow you around, and it's very difficult to find a place where you can avoid listening to 10 different conversations, and that's one of the scourges of modern technology, I guess. Also, you get a lot of computer users, but they generally are kind of off by themselves, and they look for private areas as well. But I have found that some of the best airports in the world include Schiphol in Amsterdam, Holland, where they have a full casino, and they have many other attractions, including a golf demonstration area where you can swing the club, and they will they have a computer that will tell you what you're doing wrong. Anyway, there are all kinds of different attractions, and I recommend that when people are waiting in airports, that they get out and about and find out what is available to them.
You have also something here, how to teach the pilot the meaning of the word condescending. Let's hear a bit more about that.
Well, I think a lot of the flight personnel sometimes distance themselves from their customers, and I found that on certain airlines they tend to be a little aloof, and I have always found that the best thing I can do is be as friendly as possible to the airline personnel, and they will return the favor in terms of better service. And and also, when you have a problem, I recommend that you don't abuse the airline personnel, because their job is to try to help you as much as possible. And I've always found that being calm and cool and being low-key and being understanding of their side of the story, that they will generally take much better care of you in the final analysis.
Well, that's a good policy overall, too. And what about these limericks that don't cure sore throats? I didn't know a limerick could cure a sore throat in the first place.
Well, I have a few limericks and a few jokes in the book to try to keep the atmosphere a little light when you're waiting. For example, there is the limerick about the flight attendant named Sue, who always knew exactly what to do. One night aboard her flight, two guys got into a fight, so Sue served the two the flu.
Not exactly the version Stephen used to say, but oh well.
There once was a man from Nantucket.
Yes, there once was There once was a console operator named Chad.
Write our own limericks here.
Oh, my goodness. So
I also have you had a commercial on for, or a little joke on about intercom
yeah.
announcing. I have a car dealer giving the announcements at the airport, and I've written basically a script of how it would sound for an automobile dealer to be delivering the boring messages that you hear in a typical airport intercom system. And I think it turned out to be quite interesting, and I think your listeners would enjoy reading it.
Oh, I bet they would. And how would they get a hold of this book now?
Well, it's available through all the major book store chains, and it's also available on a direct order basis through a toll-free number. It's 888-567-3363. And for any of your listeners who call today, we will toss in a second book, which is called Why You Should Take Your Travel Agent to Lunch. They are both $13, but we'll throw the second book in as a freebie.
Oh, sounds like a good deal. Number again, 1-888-567-3363 for Harry Knitter's book, Holding Pattern, Airport Waiting Made Easy. Call today. Get two books for the price of one. That's Christmas travel season. Do you like doing any Christmas traveling, or do you try to stay away from the airports at Christmas time?
I try to stay away from the airports as much as I possibly can this time of the year. It's a time when a lot of people are under pressure and have a lot of anxieties and lose their temper, and I prefer to stay out of that kind of environment. But I do travel an awful lot, and I have found by good planning and organizing my plans for trips that I can enjoy the waiting part of the trip as well as the traveling itself.
And make it an overall enjoyable experience. Well, Harry Knitter, thank you very much for joining us today on Travel World, and we invite
our pleasure, and I wish you a very happy holiday season.
Same to you. Thank you.
Super duper. You know, Chad, all this waiting at airports got to make you hungry, don't you think?
Yep, and not hungry for just anything. Hungry for pizza, Danini pizza.
Pizza Danini is Montreal-style pizza from a Montreal company. 31 locations in Greater Montreal. Just one number to remember, 383-6000. Call now. It's 11:30 in Montreal. Your piping hot, oven-fresh pizza Danini will be at your door by 12 noon, ready for Saturday lunch. 383-6000, pizza Danini, real great pizza, and a whole lot more.
Chad, roll the break.
AM 600. Travel World will continue.
CIQC, Montreal.
At holiday time, sometimes even the most experienced shopper needs a hand to find all the right gifts. Brault et Martineau offers a great selection, like a Sharp stereo system, regularly priced at $249, now only $169. Or a General 5 cubic foot freezer, regularly priced at $299, now only $199. Plus, you can buy now and pay only November 1999, with no down payment and no interest. During the holiday season, Brault et Martineau has gift ideas that can even help an expert.
To be honest, why go to a separate store for fruit and vegetables? Simple. Great stuff. Why go to Plantation? Great stuff. Huge selection of fruit and vegetables from all over the world. Things you hardly ever find. All fresh. All gorgeous. Want a taste before you buy? No problem. And you know what? The prices are great.
Cauliflower, 99 cents each. An Indian River white grapefruit from Florida, 5 for 99 cents.
Plantation, you don't pay mama more. You just get real good stuff.
The Faubourg, St. Catherine, and Marché de l'Ouest.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, mesotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
Here's a man with a special Christmas message for his wife.
Please, please, please buy me a power tool from Renault Depot. I know you think it's complicated, but they have nice people who can help you choose the perfect gift, and everything's in stock, so you won't have to make a second trip. Plus, their prices are so low, a high-torque drill costs less than sheepskin slippers, a circular saw is less than cologne, and a multi-tool is the price of a silk tie. You might not think power tools are very romantic, but then again, you're not a guy. I don't know what else to say.
Hey, you did great.
Thanks.
Renault Depot, driving down the cost of home improvement.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking into Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Helen.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, very well.
So who gives the best massage in the field?
Without a doubt, it's Chad the engineer.
Absolutely.
And I won't say how I know.
Oh, hi, Chad. This is Maria from Salisbury. We'd love to show you around. Come on down. We have a place that's great. I know just where to take you. The boys will explain it to you when they get back.
And Stephen Pickford in the studio, and the hands of Chad behind the console, the massage man himself, and of course Maria Miles knows all about that, doesn't he, Chad? And
I was all the way over here. It's not my fault.
whatever it is, I didn't do it. Well, we're talking about travel troubles here on Travel World.
A lot of things can go wrong on a trip, and joining us now is Roger Rappaport. He's written two books. One of them is called After the Death of a Salesman, Business Trips to Hell.
And the one that says I should have stayed home, the cover of this book looks like a picture of Ice Storm 99.
Lots of things happen on trip, and you know, you just travel so much, you end up with these stories. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here on Travel World. Now, you've done a lot of business travel yourself, and you've talked to people who have stories that sometimes you think, who could make these stories up? They are so absurd. You sort of put them all together in a compilation of what could go wrong and does.
Exactly right. Actually, you called me on a good day. This week happens to be the first anniversary of my favorite story, which is I was signing a copy of our book, I Should Have Stayed Home in a Storm, Texas, for some customers at an event, and while I was in the store signing I Should Have Stayed Home, somebody was out in the parking lot stealing their rental car. In the car was the computer with my manuscript for After the Death of a Salesman.
Uh-oh.
And my clothes and all my notes and so forth. Obviously it slowed down the publication of the new book, After the Death of a Salesman, but there was a silver lining, which was that many, many people heard the story on the radio and so forth and sent me their own stories. So we delayed the book and put in some of the most wildly improbable stories that were sent to us unsolicited. For example, Joe Carr, who was an engineer from Detroit, was going to Frankfurt on a Northwest jet, and over Scotland, the controllers gave the pilots a heading for Brussels, but didn't tell them they were sending them to Belgium. So everybody on the plane knew about it because the flight had a in-flight mapping system displayed on the movie screen. So the entire passenger load and all the flight attendants could see that something was wrong, but the pilots were locked up front and didn't realize they were landing in the wrong country, and did.
Until they finally got on the ground. That's happened a few times with different airlines. I remember one time they said, you know, Delta stood for don't ever land there again, or two or three times they were landing at the wrong airport.
That's exactly right. Well, all the passengers knew what was going on because they could see the flight path, but the pilots kept calling the Brussels Tower thinking they were talking to Frankfurt and never realized they were landing in the wrong country. When they broke through the clouds, they realized something was definitely wrong.
Sure doesn't look like Disney World to me.
No, it sure doesn't.
It was like we were landing in Fort Lauderdale, and the pilot, we'd had a fun flight going down there because we, coming down through New York, LaGuardia Airport, our airplane was delayed another 5 hours, and on the 757 down, of course, some guy on the plane had a heart attack. And we had to, like, put down, I mean, in
within
minutes,
15 minutes, we came down from 37,000 feet to land, yes.
Pilot was so rattled by all that, we're coming into Fort Lauderdale, so they're saying, okay, we're on our final approach to LaGuardia Airport, which is New York, and the whole passenger goes, what? No, all the way back?
Had to go home. But anyway, it worked out that we did land in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there have been people who have problems with hotels. I mean, when you stay in hotels around the world, whatever can go wrong can happen. It's not just airlines that can, you know, literally screw up on what they do. Hotels are infamous for doing that, too.
Absolutely. I mean, hotels are so tricky that I actually like to stay a lot in bed and breakfast. I tout them as being the safe alternative, and I stay in one in New York. But last year when I was there, my B&B where I normally stay was full, and my friend sent me to another place, and the couple was having a domestic dispute, waking me up at 4 in the morning. They were screaming at each other. They were somehow the boyfriend, who had a few problems, was going into my closet, looking at my clothes. He came into the bathroom once when I was taking a shower, screaming about, you know, water spraying out. It was really very unpleasant. And the fights got so bad that at one point he pulled me aside and he said, Roger, you know, I want you to know that I'm not a violent person. Don't worry about any of this fighting you're hearing between the two of us. He said, I have never hit a woman. He said, even when my ex-wife broke a wine bottle over my head and I had to go to the hospital and get 14 stitches, I didn't lay a finger on her.
And the key word is he never hit a woman. You think, I'm a man. Does he plan to hit me?
Oh,
never thought of that one.
You know,
there's a lot of hotel stories in this book. My favorite one is a conductor named Murray Gross who took 2.5 days to get to San Remo to conduct an orchestra because there was an airplane strike and a train strike. He finally hitchhiked on a tour bus to a rest stop and had to walk into town with his tucks and tails and scores. He got in. The hotel was being closed down because the Immigration Service had arrested all the illegal workers, and there was a 4-day shutdown as part of the settlement. So, but the manager said, it's okay to stay here. So he went out, conducted, came back, took a nap, woke up, and realized, number one, he was the only person in the hotel. They hadn't told him that nobody else was going to be there. And number two, that the building had been locked shut, chained shut from the outside.
Oh, no.
The Shining...
He was
a virtual prisoner inside.
All work and no play.
Exactly.
Well, I'm reading the back of your book here, The I Should Have Stayed Home, and there's one story that intrigues me about a guy named Michael Doris shuttled from airport to airport in Europe while trying to go from New York to Alaska. Do you remember any bits of that story?
Well, in Michael's case, what happened was that he ended up in a situation where all the British airports were closed for 5 days, so every day that they would try to get the pilots to take off to go to London, and then they couldn't get there and they'd end up in another city. So he basically got a tour of all the European airports over a 5-day period. And of course, luggage got rerouted to Ceylon. You know, everything that could possibly happen wrong went wrong. Finally, they ended up landing, you know, way up in northern England, and then had to take a bus all the way across, you know.
And how did he end up in Europe in the first place? I mean, it seems if you're going to go to Alaska, they're going to go west. How'd they get up in Europe?
Well, actually, it was just a strange route, but basically he was going to take one hop to London and then go over the pole.
Ah.
It was kind of a discount flight that he had found.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You get what you pay for. I mean, we're talking about, you know, Christmas travel and everyone. I always talking about discounts. Everyone always says, I have to leave on the 19 or 20 December and stay 2 weeks, and it'll be like $700 Montreal to Florida, and you go a day earlier, it's $350, half
exactly.
The price. And people will say, well, I can't go. I can't take my children out of school. I say, you're grade one. Are you going to, if you miss that one day of school, are you never going to be able to know the letter G, you know?
Right. You can hire a tutor, too, you know, and keep some G also.
With the savings.
What if you could go through life without using the letter G, Stephen? What happened to you? Well, when I was a kid, my dad took me out of school early because he wanted to go to Florida. I'm calling, you know, one of those doctor shows, you know? Bad person. Oh, my goodness. And what's your favorite other, some of the other stories that really stand out for you, real wild ones?
Well, there are a lot of trade show stories in this book. One of the best is a woman named Cynthia Frank who takes her staff out in Chicago after the first day of the bookseller show, and they're celebrating at a Thai restaurant. Everybody comes down with ptomaine poisoning that night. They spend the whole night, you know, crawling on their hands and knees. And, you know.
Well, that could be something if it wasn't due to poisoning,
yeah.
Eh?
Pardon?
That could have been something if it wasn't due to poisoning, but that...
Right, and then, of course, the whole crew is sick for the whole week, you know, the whole week of the show.
And it's never fun being sick when you're away from home. I mean, it's not, you know, I was in Bangkok, Thailand, and I woke up the night before, you know, I was supposed to head home, and boy, something that I ate the night before did not agree with me. It's no fun being sick. I was in Los Angeles as well, and a good friend Vic Phillips when he was in Charlotte. Your defenses seem to be down when you're traveling, and there's so many bugs and viruses going around and things in food. You are more susceptible to illness.
That's true. Now, one of the pilots in this book is a flight director of an Asian airline, and one of the ways that he fights all the health problems on the travel and the stress and so forth is that he tells his pilots they should do transcendental meditation before a downwind landing. So that's one thing you could practice on your next flight.
Right, and hopefully it'll work. At least
Oops, missed the airport.
Work.
He's meditating.
Now, another one of our correspondent, Hank Kestner, who works for a spice company, McCormick, had to go back from a spice plantation with a pilot who had spent the day drinking. And he had to decide whether to fly with a drunk pilot or take a boat that would have taken 3 days to get home and get back to Brazil. He decided to go with the pilot on the theory that while he was drunk on takeoff, he'd have a couple hours in the air to sober up before the landing.
Tell me, if you ever been to the Magdalen Islands, you'd make that choice too. Oh, boy. I digress.
Oh, well, there's always digressions, but trade shows are sort of the bane of, you know, that's one of the number one reasons for business people to hit the road, but lots of confusion around trade shows, the lines for registration, overbooking of hotels, everyone seems to jack up their prices. You know, they're good for the contacts you make, but I think a lot of the problems that people have during business travel come from those trade shows.
Right. One of the problems is getting clipped, and in Frankfurt, a friend of mine was at the book fair, and he took a few people out to lunch, actually to a show called, it was called the Crazy Sexy Club, and they after the act they had some apple cider, you know, with the people who were in the show, and they got the bill for, you know, the eight of them, and it was $500. And the next thing they knew, they got a little chit, you know, a receipt that said $500 donation to the Frankfurt Public Library.
So at least you can put it through in your expense report without, you know, the manager looking, saying, why did you spend that on apple cider?
Right, exactly. Now, there's a woman named Monica Holmes who was at a show with her sister and her colleague in New York, and they got in a taxi, and the taxi got cut off by a limo, and so, of course, the driver did the natural, sensible thing, which is he floored the accelerator and chased the limo all across Manhattan.
typical New York reaction, yes.
Right, typical New York, and Monica's sitting there saying, you know, in California, she said, as the guy's grabbing his gun, you know, and tie
right,
and
so
forth, she says, in California, when we get in stressful situations like this, we take deep breaths, lots of deep breaths, you might want to try it. And the driver was completely pulseful cursing. Finally, they get down to the village, and they're let out, they're walking to the restaurant, and everybody realizes that Monica's missing, so they spin around, and there she is running up the street, and she says, I'm really sorry that I'm late. She said, it took me forever to find the money for a tip.
Yeah, but all the time he was driving around town, of course, he had his meter going.
Oh, of course. Yeah, it was all on the meter.
So, well, you were paying for the entertainment. You got a
exactly.
Tour of the city. Roger, stay with us on the line. We're going to go for a short break, and we'll be back talking about more business trips from hell.
Chad, roll it.
Travel World will continue.
Keep on rocking, baby.
Go choose some razor blades.
Keep on
like
a couple of red lobsters.
CIQC Montreal.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's travel accessory center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
I like them hot. They have to smell good. They must have taste, and I don't want to waste my time.
With new Chaumière d'Or ready-to-bake breads, you're just 8 minutes away from the delicious taste of fresh-baked homemade bread. Pick them up fresh in your grocer's bread section. They come in 5 delicious varieties, including baguettes and rolls. Chaumière d'Or ready-to-bake breads from Palm for fresh-baked goodness.
Mmm, I just love everything about them.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five flag carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Bradley Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Bradley, 626-3132.
What I like most about Christmas is decorating the tree. And this year, I really outdid myself. I took the Star Choice satellite dish, the family gift that everyone wanted, and put it at the top of the tree where the star itself used to be.
Get your Star Choice system before December 31st, and you can get up to $200 of free programming, a six-month subscription to CTV Sportsnet, and a scratch-and-win card with a chance to win up to three more months of extra programming free.
Thanks to Star Choice, I've got the best-looking tree and the best on TV.
Quality is affordable when you call on the computer experts at Unitech. For over a decade, Unitech has provided the technology you need with impeccable service at competitive pricing, business solutions for your particular networking needs. A Unitech computer is the powerful choice for today's business needs. For custom-built systems, printers, networking, and all accessories, whatever you need, call Unitech Computers, 683-0292, or visit 15 Commercial Center Street in Roxborough. Unitech Computers, 683-0292.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
Deep end here on Travel World. Living back is Stephen Pickford behind the console, and Chad's looking for some new romance this weekend, I bet. So we're talking about all kinds of travel troubles and
travel
fun
troubles.
Stories. And, you know, it's funny, we have these station IDs. These are actually correspondents. They're real voices. Vic Phillips, Cynthia Fodor, and what have you. These
they
are travel jinxes.
Travel jinxes. You do not want to travel. put the two of them on the same plane. The stories, you know, Vic Phillips going to the Banff Springs Hotel, gets the first room, and it doesn't have any heat. They move him to another room, and it doesn't have any water. And then he can't find anyone in the hotel who speaks any English. They're all speaking Japanese, even the people behind the front desk. Or he goes on a plane, and, you know, three people are being pre-assigned to the exact same seat, and most of the time he has to stand up. They said, well, sir, you can sit in the jump seat in the cockpit, and then you can move to the washroom to eat your meal. He said, that's a pleasant experience. there are people like that, and we're talking to Roger Rappaport. One of his recent book is After the Death of a Salesman, Business Trips to Hell, and there are people like that, aren't there, Roger? People who are just seem every catastrophe can befall them on a trip.
Well, actually, one of the worst things that can happen is a sort of a serial disasters. You know, this is when you sort of panic, and you make the wrong decision, and everything kind of falls apart. Of course, this can be particularly difficult if you're trying to evacuate from a country that's in the middle of the war. I mentioned that my car got stolen, and a number of people sympathized by sending me their own stories. And one of the people who, this was an oil man named Jack Howard, and his wife was evacuated from Biafra along with some other dependents just at the beginning of the Civil War with Nigeria. And the U.S. government, in its infinite wisdom, decided that a good place to send her and the children was to Beirut. They got into the cab, and they were going to the airport, and they saw all these cabs coming the other way. There was an evacuation going on in Beirut, too. They got to the hotel to check in. Sure enough, they were put in the other line for evacuation, and they had two evacuations in a single day. Meanwhile, back in Biafra,
even sometimes has five evacuations in a day.
And her husband had to also evacuate, and this became rather tricky because to get out of the country, the people in the party, in this convoy of vehicles, had to bribe their way out of the country at every border station, and of course they didn't have a lot of cash. I mean, nobody had gone to the ATM that day, you know, to get the thousands of dollars that they needed to bribe these border guards. So, fortunately, one member of their party was the local manager of the Bank of America branch, and on their way out of town, they stopped off at the bank, where the manager looted the vault, and they had plenty of cash, bribed their way to freedom.
Now, a lot of times, that's how things have to get done. Pass a few dollars each way, and things get done, and whether you like it or not.
That's absolutely true, and I'm finding increasingly that if you call the airlines, there's so much confusion about their rules that sometimes it's not a question of waiving the rules. It's a question that nobody's quite sure what the rule is. And sometimes if you just ask for what you want, you can actually get it in a last-minute situation, kind of like checking into a hotel that isn't full.
Right. I mean, when you go to the airport, they have the power at the airport to do whatever they like. They are mini kingdoms, so they might tell you at a reservation center that, oh, you can't, you know, you have to stay the Saturday night or you have to pay $100. You go to the airport and, oh, you haven't stayed the Saturday night, but, hey, our flight today is empty, but tomorrow's full, so we're glad to get rid of you, get on the plane.
Right. I wanted to go home from Boston instead of New York because my plans had changed, and I called six airlines, and they all said it was going to be between $500 and $600. As I was getting on the train to go to New York a few weeks ago to catch my flight, I called the airline again, and one of the agents gave me a military government fare. Of course, we all work for the government, so what difference does it make, right?
Right.
Yeah. She gave me the government fare just because she happened to have an extra seat. I got to the airport to check in, and the guy said, "Well, I'm going to give you the seat, but I just want you to know that this is not right. I mean, this ticket doesn't exist. You couldn't do this." But it's kind of the way they are now. There's a lot more flexibility.
Right. You just have to. Everything seems to be the decision of one person. You talk to one person in the morning,
right,
and you get one answer. You get talked to another person in the afternoon. You get another answer, which is one of the more frustrating things, particularly about dealing with the airline industry.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it goes your way. And when I got home, my travel agent said she could have never done this for me. She said, because you're not government. But the agent waived the rule because I think, you know, she felt sorry and they had the seat and, you know, why not?
Yeah, everything's at their discretion.
One of the interesting things about being a business traveler when you travel all the time and you're up, you know, trying to, you know, beat the odds on all these kinds of situations, of course, what happens is that the rules, you know, take on less and less significance. And there's a woman in our book named Marcia Wick, who's a cruise scout, and she has to go tour places in Madagascar to find little landing sites that'll be cute for the tourists, you know. And she gets on her first flight in New York, and there's a little boy who can't get to the bathroom, and he pees on her only good jacket for the 3-week trip, and she spends the next 52 hours suffering the consequences.
Oh, yeah.
On this trip, basically, everything that she does is because somebody who is with her from the Madagascar government is breaking a rule. So there really are no rules. It's just a question of who you know. And then finally, she, at the end of the trip, she gets in a cab, and the cab driver is standing there waving a 4-inch cockroach in front of her face. Wouldn't you like to take this home as a souvenir? She said, no way. So he throws it in her suitcase, puts it in the trunk, and off they go to the airport, where one of the baggage handlers decides to steal her souvenirs as the bag is going through the system, and opens it up and gets the surprise of his life.
Surprise!
Well, he got what he deserved, I guess.
Better believe it. Now, oh, poisonous ones.
Lots of bugs out there, too. But where can somebody get the copies of these books, I Should Have Stayed Home and After the Death of a Salesman?
Well, that's pretty easy. Any bookstore, all the Canadian bookstores have them and can get them. If there's any problem, they can just give us a call, and we can certainly get them information on how to find it locally or send them one. Here's a number for us. It's 1-800-861-1952 or 510-595-0595. And by the way, your listeners should know that we're doing a fourth book now. We have three out. The third one is I've Been Gone Far Too Long, Scientists' Worst Trips, I Should Have Stayed Home, and of course, After the Death of a Salesman. And we're now doing one on worst vacations.
Oh, yeah.
So if any of your listeners out there would like to be in the next book, we'd welcome contributions, and they can call that number. Again, it's 510-595-0595, and we'll tell them how to send in their story for the next book. And hopefully, the listeners that do send in the stories for the book will be back on your show, right?
Absolutely, back on our show. And you know what else? We also were thinking of putting in a Travel World chapter because we certainly had our share of our own things. And we'd like to invite the listeners, too. If you have your own contributions or any funny stories you'd like to share with us, why don't you fax it in at 624-8887. That's 624-8887. And if your story's hilarious enough, we'll read it on the air, and we'll give you a Pizza Danini coupon.
Sounds good to me. Well, thank you, Roger Rappaport, for sharing some of those trips from hell. It makes everyone know that they're not the only one. It makes their own travel experience that sometimes look good by comparison. And we invite our listeners to think up some of their stories and submit them to you. It's been a lot of fun.
Great. Well, bon voyage.
Bon voyage. Thanks for joining us. And actually, for those listeners who don't exactly want us to read it on the air but just want to submit a funny story, go right ahead and let us know. You don't want us to read it on the air, but if it's funny enough, we'll credit you for it, and we'll still give you a pizza to Nini Cooper.
Right, and we'll send it on to Roger, and you may see yourself in print.
I'll see you on my next trip to Montreal.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us, Roger.
Thanks. Be a lot of fun.
Bye-bye.
So, cleaning up a few details here on Travel World, I was just yesterday out at a restaurant I enjoy so very much, Once Upon a Time, met my good friend Cliff, and I hope that everything is going well for you today. Thanks very, very much for listening to our fine program, Larry and Tula from Morburn, and the good folks out at Adorable today. Hope you're having a great time.
Yeah, we have a lot of friends out there who tune in and enjoy the program each week, and next week we'll be talking about food. We'll be sampling the cuisine, the New England Culinary Institute, the Inn at Essex in Essex Junction, Vermont.
That's for sure.
Exploring the Burlington area, which is a great place to head down for a weekend getaway, you know, just a little over, you know, 2 hours from Montreal, and it's a whole different mentality, a whole different way of life down in Vermont.
The Inn at Essex, a romantic getaway. Wouldn't that be fun, Steve?
Yes.
Send down, you know, some guy from, I don't know.
From wherever, you know.
From wherever. Send him down for a romantic holiday. It's beautiful. Get across the border to Vermont and enjoy
yourself. And enjoy yourself. And the food, I remember I was there in 1995. Food is great at two distinctive restaurants. We sampled one night, one the other night. One is sort of more formal than the other, and but it's students learning to be some of the greatest chefs in America, so we'll have fun down at the Inn at Essex.
Boy, an hour's gone by already. Where does time fly, Steve?
It just goes like that. Always fun on Travel World.
Well, thanks for joining us for another week here on Travel World. It was fun. I'd like to invite everybody, of course, to the Dutch Christmas party tomorrow at Euro Plus Foods in Pointe Claire. And join us again next week. Steve, what's our topic?
Well, next week we are down at the Inn at Essex, live broadcasting from the lobby, telling everyone about those great culinary finds at the New England Culinary Institute. That's next Saturday, 11 to noon, for Travel World, right here on AM 600 CIQC. Montreal's interactive information station. Don't